For Yellowstone Public Radio News, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. It's 5:44. Montana's health insurance companies are asking for rate increases for 2018 ranging from 2% to 23%. Those proposed increases are only for the individual and small group markets. Most Montanans get their health coverage elsewhere, either through their jobs or government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, and the Veterans Administration. The biggest average increase being requested is by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Montana, which is proposing a 23% average increase on individual policies. Blue Cross spokesman John Doran says the increase has a lot to do with uncertainty about how Congress and the White House might change health care law in the coming weeks.
Some insurance companies have put just their rates forward, expecting the law to be the same, and Blue Cross has priced our products reflecting that continued uncertainty.
The Montana Health Co-op's president, Larry Turney, agrees that Blue Cross appears to be the only company that factored in the risk of major changes in the health law for next year. The co-op is proposing a 4% average increase.
Back before Obamacare, a 4% rate increase on health insurance was never heard of. It was always double digits.
Montana's insurance commissioner can review proposed premiums and suggest adjustments, but has no power to reject them. The commissioner's office has scheduled public meetings on the rates in Billings and Helena, July 24th and 26th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced today the Senate will delay their August recess. This is the first time in over 20 years that the Senate has stalled in taking their five-week-long summer break. Montana Senator Steve Daines was among eight GOP lawmakers pressuring Senate leadership to postpone the recess.
If you were going to school and you were getting failing grades in your spring semester, you better stay in school for the summer and go to summer school, not take a recess.
McConnell's statement came after Daines and other Senate GOP members held a press conference, calling for a delay until progress is made on key issues, such as the budget and health care. When asked at the press conference whether Republican lawmakers were trying to cancel the recess to avoid constituents at home, some of whom are concerned about the Republicans' proposed health care overhaul, Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue said that wasn't the case. The recess was originally scheduled for August 1st, but the Senate will now stay in session until the middle of the month. Montana's chief political watchdog says the state Republican Party has failed to comply with an earlier ruling, requiring it to provide better detail about electioneering activities in last fall's legislative elections. In his findings made public today, Commissioner of Political Practices Jeff Mangan noted that the earlier ruling would have been dismissed if the party had updated its campaign spending report. The ruling stems from a complaint filed by the Montana Democratic Party in September, accusing Republicans of not properly detailing their spending on various legislative races. Previous Commissioner Jonathan Modell ruled in October that the Republican Party was required to more specifically describe how party funds were used on behalf of candidates. After the GOP failed to immediately comply, Democrats filed another complaint in December. The PacifiCorp coal-fired power plant in southwest Wyoming will remain fully operational for at least another year. The Portland, Oregon-based utility company had announced last year that the Naughton plant near Kemmerer would close one of its three power-generating units at the end of 2017 as a result of declining electricity demands and the costs of meeting federal pollution requirements. PacifiCorp spokesman David Eskelson says the unit closure was based on the state of Wyoming's environmental requirements that resulted from the state trying to meet federal regional haze requirements initiated under the Obama administration. However, Eskelson says the federal government was giving the company until the end of 2018 to make any changes to the unit. He says PacifiCorp will continue to reassess switching the unit to natural gas. The U.S. Inspector General's office says it found no evidence of theft of federal funds on Wyoming's Wind River Indian Reservation. However, the office noted in a report released last week that poorly maintained accounting records and longtime commingling of various federal program funds made it impossible to determine if any money had been stolen. As a result, investigators were unable to determine the status or disposition of various federal and tribal funds. The investigation was initiated after the Eastern Shoshone Business Council wrote a letter to Wyoming Republican U.S. Senator John Barrasso requesting a forensic audit of the joint finance office the tribe shares with the Northern Arapaho tribe. The U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs reached a similar conclusion in 2016 in regard to the mismanagement of money. This is YPR News.